Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlene Freeman, director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Last time we visited, you were hinting at something big that was coming, and you couldn't quite talk about it yet. And a few days after that, the big news came.
Oh, it was a big secret. But we are so excited about our planned move. We have purchased a building. It's actually on Highway 11, and we have purchased the building and 7 acres that go with it. And we are so excited.
Mm-hmm. This is most recently the building that was occupied by Polera Industries.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And they've moved out to the other side of Greenville, I think.
Yes, yeah. In a beautiful new building.
Yeah, but you're purchasing 7 acres as well. You have plans for the surrounding property?
We do. It may be a long-range plan. We may not get there immediately, but we have big plans for what we can create in Commerce that will be a central part for families to bring their children from all over Northeast Texas.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the surrounding property there, but that gives you a lot of opportunities.
It does. It does. A lot of possibilities.
A lot of outdoors opportunities there. So, and this is on the east side of Commerce, so you're moving from the west side over to the opposite side of town.
We are.
Yeah. And you're looking for this to take place in the fall?
I'm hoping it can take place in the fall.
How does the size of that building compare to the one you're in?
It's larger. The building we're in now is 20,000 square feet. And those that are familiar with the building will know that the back part was the old kitchen of the Watson Cafeteria. So we don't use all of it. And the building we're moving into is actually 26,000 square feet.
I see. I have fond memories. Most of them are fond memories of working in Watson Cafeteria many moons ago. Well, we'll be following this. It's exciting news, but of course activities continue at the Children's Museum right along, and you tell me the week of March 11th, you all were almost overrun by.
With spring breaks in Rockwall, Heath, and McKinney, we had over 1,200 visitors. So it's really good to see how well we draw from the surrounding area and not just the communities around us.
Yeah. Spring break this year has been kind of spread out a little bit. So the week of March 11th, you all just had more than you were bargaining for.
But it was great.
I know that was welcome. We're talking with Charlene Freeman, and Charlene is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum in Commerce, very popular venue. Now, you have some other activities coming up, and Monday, April 8th, this caught my eye, Freda Mae's Bridge Day.
Yes, this is our bridge card game that we invite all bridge players in the area to come to. We have actually renamed it this year. It's gone from Friendship Bridge to Freda Mae's Bridge Day. And this is a memorial and an honor for Freda Mae Lambert, who passed away last year.
Oh, I was going to ask where the name Freda Mae came from.
And she knew about it at this time last year, and we hope it made her very happy.
Is she a woman that lived in Commerce?
Yes, and many of us played bridge with her.
Is that right? Well, that's great. I'm glad to know that people still play bridge. I don't hear as much about it as I used to.
Well, we're actually teaching lessons now at the Children's Museum and have 3 tables of beginning bridge players. So it does go on.
Really?
Yes.
And the lessons are ongoing?
Yes.
So not just on this particular day?
No. We are leading up. We're getting ready to play in the bridge day.
I see. So if people want to learn how to play bridge,
give us a call at the museum.
Fantastic. So that is Monday, April 8th, and I guess that's a fundraising thing for
it
you?
It is. It's $25 to play in our bridge day, and so we've done this for probably 9 years, so it's a fun time.
And you play bridge?
I do play bridge.
How did you learn?
Oh, I don't know. Hit and miss, I guess. I didn't start out with lessons.
Well, it's not like playing solitaire, you know, or go fish. I mean, it's a fairly demanding game.
Yes. So I try to teach anyone I run into. But I'd love to teach them to play bridge.
But that's the pleasure of it, that it is a demanding game. So also then following that, later that week, Saturday, April 13th, you have an Easter egg hunt?
We do. This is something we do with a sponsorship of Brookshire's, and we have an Easter egg hunt that will be that Saturday, April the 13th. We usually have a morning hunt and an afternoon hunt, times probably 11 and 2, so you can choose which best meets your schedule. There is no additional cost, but you do pay to come to the Children's Museum.
Mm-hmm. That'll be great once you're in the new facility and you've got the 7 acres.
Oh, my goodness.
Won't that be great?
Oh, how well we can hide those eggs.
Well, that'll be a fantastic location for that, not that you don't have one now. So that's Saturday, April 13th. That's actually the weekend before
Yes.
Easter.
Yes.
one weekend before the actual observance of Easter. And then you all, toward the end of the month, April 29th, you have a silent auction. That's Monday, April 29th.
And this is so important to us because the funds we get from that auction will help us provide what we want to provide for children in our new site. Mm. So that event is going to be April the 29th. We have a raffle that we will be selling tickets to, and the raffle will include a $1,000 gift card donated by four banks: Alliance, Cypress, Guarantee Bank, and Inwood. We also have a 75 LG Smart TV sponsored by Charles Schwab in Greenville, and a $250 gift card sponsored by Commerce Veterinary Clinic. So one $5 raffle ticket will give you a chance on any of those. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have, I guess, quite a few different things that'll be up for auction.
Oh, all kinds of exciting things.
Monday, April 29th, silent auction for the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again,
Charlene. Thank you very much.
Charlene Freeman, director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETY.